And hour two for you on this Monday night. Mitchell Henderson is back with us, as he is each week. Pattern recognition. Pattern recognition. Hello, Mitch. That's the title for tonight's discourse. What's going on?
Yes, it is. Well, it's about connecting the dots. Okay?
Ah, yes.
So first I want to just go over the 2025 paradigms that we're dealing with. So Russia. Okay. First, the U.S. sparks a war between India and Pakistan to divide Russia and China. Putin now classes the EU and NATO by suggesting direct talks in Istanbul without preconditions. Zelensky imposes a precondition. He will go if Putin goes. Putin never offered to go personally. Trump blames Russia for the failure by saying Putin did not show up. Trump says he will sanction Russia if they do not agree to a ceasefire. Russia has said from the beginning for years that they will not agree to a ceasefire. So he's right. Asking them to do something that they insist they will never do. Meanwhile, the U.S. is still giving massive military aid and massive money to Ukraine. The war on behalf of Ukraine is back on. Trump has not and will not stop sending weapons and money to Ukraine like he promised in order to get elected. We really elected him to quit giving money to Ukraine, but in his head, he thinks we elected him to bring peace to Ukraine and Russia, and that will be the death of us all, his misconception of that. We just wanted him to walk away. If he would have walked away in January, when he first got elected, the war would be over by now. If he had just cut Ukraine completely off, there would probably already be a peace treaty. So a new thermonuclear war with Russia is now inevitable. If Trump imposes the secondary sanctions of Lindsey Graham, it will not just aggravate Russia, but also China, that buys 47% of Russia's oil, and India, that buys 38% of Russia's oil. This secondary sanctions means that if you buy oil from Russia, then you're sanctioned for all your goods to the United States. So it'll be a trade embargo for India and China, okay? Russia and China know we are trying to drive a wedge between them. Secondary sanctions will only drive them closer and will likely cause India to stick with Russia as well. On top of that, with Trump continuing to insanely prop up Zelensky, he's just digging us deeper into a war with Russia. Trump is making all the wrong moves to avoid a nuclear war. His lack of understanding of the situation and his lack of foresight is making a nuclear war with Russia inevitable. So let's move on to Israel.
Go ahead. If you watch the media here, that's a mighty tall challenge for many intelligent people. But if you watch it, you get the idea that the U.S. and Russia are generally on the same page about Ukraine. And nothing could be further from the truth. We are not on the same page at all. And I don't understand why Russia hasn't made it crystal clear that it is a war between the United States, using Ukraine as a proxy, against Russia. That's what it really is. We've been involved with this now for, what, 5, 6 years? I don't know, 5 years? Whatever. Ever since 2014. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's really horrible. This the buck stops at the Oval Office here. That's where it's coming from. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, back in January, Trump could have solved the whole thing by just cutting off aid to Ukraine, as he promised the American people that he would do. But somehow he has this mental drift where he thinks, oh, what the American people want me to do is bring peace between Russia and Ukraine. Nobody in America gives a shit about Ukraine. They just wanted to quit spending money there. They wanted to get us uninvolved in it so it would not result in a nuclear war. Trump has failed already, and he will continue to fail. Okay, so let's go on to Israel. Trump talks to Russia in hopes that they will not get involved when we attack Iran. This is delusional. With Trump imposing secondary sanctions on Russian oil, China is more likely to get involved in Iran, not less. Trump travels to the Arab nations to get them to side with us in a war with Iran, or at least stay neutral. Trump lifts sanctions on Syria, but not really. He is just going to give them waivers on a case-by-case basis. He thinks he can wean Syria away from Russia. He's an idiot. Syria is now Turkey's client state, not Russia's. Turkey has open trade with Russia. When secondary sanctions are imposed, Turkey is going to have a problem with it. It is against their interests. All for something Trump said he was going to walk away from. Why didn't he just walk away? Okay. Five, South Africa filed the complaint against Israel with the International Criminal Court. So now Trump accuses South Africa of the genocide of white people. He's not doing this because he wants to save white people. He wants South Africa to drop their complaint against Israel. Trump does not act in the interest of white people or Americans. He only acts in the interest of global elites, and they want World War III. Israel is laser-focused on the total ethnic cleansing of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank will be next. They will advance incrementally as they have been. Israel absolutely must get the United States in a war with Iran as soon as possible. A war between the U.S. and Israel on one side and Iran, Russia, and China on the other side is inevitable. The truth is that it does not matter what the American people want or what is best for the American people. What matters is what Zelensky and Netanyahu want and what is good for Israel and the Zioglobalists. Okay, so let's look at America. During the pedophile marches, Biden regime...
By the way, one note, Mitch, about Israel. The tiff between Trump and Netanyahu is utterly superficial at the most. Don't forget it.
Yes.
It's probably scripted. He went to visit the Arab money barons over there and came back with about $2 trillion altogether in contracts, agreements, and so forth. It was a good trip for him, a deal maker.
Yeah.
But this issue, don't think for a moment that Zionism is not in control of Trump, of this whole freak show. It is. Those people are not going to walk away from everything they've tried to accomplish and have accomplished in terms of control. They've got it. Go ahead.
That's why I never mention when they say, Trump is kind of giving Netanyahu a cold shoulder. I never talk about that because it's all show and theater. It's not substantial. Trump has his head so far up Netanyahu's ass that that's just not a reality at all, okay?
I think we need to go back to that one picture. If you ever have a question, just go back to the picture of Butler Trump sliding the chair under Netanyahu's rump. Just go back to that picture to see who's in charge.
Yeah. So here at home, during the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, the Supreme Court did absolutely nothing to protect the basic civil rights of American people. They allowed the Democratic Party to violate our First Amendment rights of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the hate crime laws actually punish certain speech, press, the cancel culture, assembly, the January 6th prisoners, and your right to petition the government. I don't know if anybody noticed this, but they closed down any public ability to write any cabinet secretary to petition anything. And that's generally who you'd write to petition the government. Okay, you can't do that anymore. Biden stopped that. They did nothing to stop many states from banning assault rifles and infringing by many methods on our right to bear arms. They did nothing to stop the federal government from violating our Fourth Amendment right to privacy, allowing the government to listen to our communications at will without probable cause or warrant. They did nothing to stop the prosecution and punishment of people through double jeopardy, like Derek Chauvin, and still have double standards on prosecutions. For example, Democrats that threaten the life of the president, most recently James Comey, are almost immune from prosecution. But a Republican that threatens a Democrat president is seen as a threat to democracy and strictly prosecuted. Samuel Alito also redefined the right against self-incrimination by saying you only have the right to remain silent if you declare it as soon as the police make contact. Otherwise, the fact that you do not tell the police what they want to know is proof of guilt. Significantly, it does not extend the Fifth Amendment right to due process, allowing babies to be killed without any due process of law. Because you have the due process is when you're in jeopardy of life, liberty,
right,
and property.
Right. When did Alito say that?
A judge to kill their baby. Right.
Mitch, when did Alito say that about you have no right to remain silent unless you remain?
Like last summer.
Okay.
When he did it, I mentioned it at the time, and I think that was like last summer.
Vaguely remember it. That's a very important statement. Now, that wasn't passed as law. That was him talking, I believe, wasn't it? Just his opinion?
Yeah, but in effect, that's what it is. In other words, if you do not declare, as soon as the police start talking to you, if you do not say, I insist on my right to remain silent. Answer.
There was, you know, I reject the Miranda warning you're going to give me.
After that, if you are talking to the police for an hour and then all of a sudden say, okay, I'm not going to say anymore, that can be used in court against you that you're obstructing the investigation, that this is proof that you're guilty. Okay? It used to be they couldn't do that. Now they do it all the time. Okay? So,
wow.
However, this so-called Republican Supreme Court extends due process to any illegal alien before they can be deported. This means that the government must allow a hearing with lawyers that we must pay for to kick somebody out of our country that is here illegally.
Uh-huh.
There are up to 32 million people in the United States illegally. The Supreme Court will do everything in its power to stand against the Trump administration and protect criminal non-citizens to the detriment of American citizens, but would never actually protect the rights of American citizens. The Trump administration was elected on a promises to tell the truth about JFK, Martin Luther King assassinations, 9/11, Epstein files, and Epstein's suicide, but incredulously, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino have all just told us the same old lies and revealed nothing. We like them, so we are supposed to just believe them.
Yeah.
They're supposed to lend credibility to the same lies that we've heard all our lives, okay? And this is after Tucker Carlson let it out 2 years ago, okay?
Right.
So awards and promotions in the military are still very obviously based on DEI. People of color are still let loose back into the streets for their crimes while white people are still vigorously incarcerated and prosecuted. Trannies still compete against real women and win their scholarships to college. Nothing's really changed. We are still vigorously lied to. Not credible lies, but the same obvious lies of the past.
Oh, with great gusto. Yeah. We are being lied to. I've never seen lies like these. It doesn't matter. One day to the next, Trump will do a 180. He does 180s all the time.
Yes, he does.
Many of them
he
do.
He does, yes.
But then no one, talk about accountability. Where is it? Who's holding whom accountable? I don't see any of it. None of it. It's really, this country is tragically falling apart. It's imploding in on itself.
Yep.
Sorry to say it.
So pattern recognition is the enemy of the state. This makes civil war in America inevitable. So let's just go back and look at the paradigms of 2024 to show you just to remember the absurd lies. I want to talk about the absurd lies told in just January of 2024. Secretary Mayorkas told us that the border was secure. And everybody can see, everybody knew that it wasn't. Secretary Yellen told us that the U.S. economy was the best economy that we have had since World War II. A bold-faced lie. Secretary Blinken told us that the Middle East was the most peaceful since 1945 in spite of the genocide, ethnic cleansing, and war crimes in Palestine, and active war in Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen. Obvious lie. I mean, you have to suspend reality to believe these things. And Attorney General Garland telling us that there was very little crime in America. He had it under control. As we saw, mobs of black people swarming businesses and looting it while police stood down. They expected us to believe them instead of our own eyes. We were supposed to trust them instead of our own lived experience. Let's go back to the 2023 false paradigm. Remember how Netanyahu disarmed the people of the kibbutzim near the Gaza Strip in September, then had the IDF stand down in October to allow Hamas to commit a 9/11 on Israel soil to justify the genocide of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip in the West Bank? I mean, this was so apparent, okay? And Israeli soldiers and people with videos just put it out everywhere. Egyptian intelligence said, we told them the exact day they were going to attack. And he made sure, Netanyahu made sure there was no soldiers ready to respond. Remember that it took the Israeli IDF, which is supposed to be the best army in the world, it took them over 7 hours to respond to that music festival that was just 3.5 miles away. You could walk there in an hour. And they took 7 hours to get there. Remember Israel carpet bombing Gaza to include schools, churches, and hospitals in violation of the Geneva Conventions. They shoot aid workers. They shoot journalists. They just start killing everything. We were supposed to suspend pattern recognition so we could justify mass murder. Any criticism of Israel became, under the Trump administration, anti-Semitism. And you were a Nazi for speaking against genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. It is almost insane, an insane inversion of reality, okay? It is pretty clear that the pattern recognition and truth are a threat to those who have economic, social, and political power. Our world truly is an empire of lies. The truth is a thought crime. What threatens world security is reality. Consider this. 2 years ago, Tucker Carlson went on TV and announced that the CIA, in fact, assassinated President Kennedy. This should have been the biggest scandal in American history. It should have caused a paradigm shift. It should have been the nonstop talking point that grabbed the attention of the world. No one, in fact, made a big deal out of what should have been the biggest deal in American history. If you listen to astronomers or are a fan of science fiction movies, the biggest event in world or human history would be our first message from outside the solar system, our first contact.
And we got it.
If it wasn't, you would seriously have to ask why. Sometime in March of this year, NASA received a message from Voyager 1 satellite. The communication was through quantum entanglement or quantum communication. I've discussed this previously. It is the only communication that cannot be hacked into. The Chinese built quantum communications because it is instantaneous and does not work on waves. It uses quantum packets that are entangled between the transmitter and the receiver. There is also no time lag. It is instantaneous across vast reaches of space. NASA received the message through a Sycamore X quantum computing chip. This chip can solve a problem in 200 seconds that takes a supercomputer 10,000 years to solve. That's how powerful this processor is. The Voyager 1 is 15.6 billion miles away from Earth. It was launched in 1977 and left the furthest reaches of the solar system, the heliosphere, in 2012. It is in deep interstellar space. There is nothing at all out there, no matter. The signal did not come from anything, and it is not a wave. It came from a different dimension. It is as if the message was waiting for us. It was waiting until we had quantum communications and had quantum computing able to decode and process the message. The dimension that the message came from is not concerned with space or time. We live in it, in that, not it. The computer responded to a message that had not yet arrived. It intimates that the universe is a structured system with a purpose and a will. Okay, so in the book of Esdras, in the old Bibles, in the Apocrypha, it says that in the end times, the stones shall speak. The Sycamore X chip is an ultra-pure silicon quantum packet chip. Silicon comes from stones, which have the chemical composition of silicon dioxide. Like all the sand on the beach, that's silicon dioxide.
Can we hold, Mitch, on... Hold that thought. I want to go back to this Voyager 1. This is a huge story, and it's just, it got one round of mentions on, I think, one day of the material I saw. I'm going to see. Hold on. I'm going to do a little Voyager.
They're going to announce it tomorrow, Jeff.
Formally? So
yeah,
the CNN formal announcement is tomorrow.
NASA and CNN are supposed to announce it tomorrow, May 20th. But it won't be the truth, okay? It'll be the narrative they've created to tell all of us sheep.
I got it. It's not even... I'm looking. Voyager 1's long-dead thrusters fire again after 20 years, just in time. Who issued that command? They're not saying here. Or are they? I'd have to read all these stories. What Mitch just went over is a staggering event. This satellite reached out to us, apparently on its own or with some other assistance, which is not necessarily in our time and space.
They
used it as a platform. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So the Voyager 1 is just a communications relay for this message. Okay, because this message came in the form of quantum communications and was processed by quantum computers. Okay. Because
it's such a big story. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And yet it's just being ignored. Just being ignored. They say NASA beats the clock to save Voyager 1 from deep space doom. All right. NASA engineers fixed some thrusters on Voyager 1 from 15 billion miles away. They'd been broken for 20 years, and the fix was tricky. If the heaters were still off when they fired, it could trigger an explosion. Oh, interesting. So they took a risk. And they reached out and did it.
It's much weirder than we think, okay? At any rate, the message...
I don't think the average person, Mitchell, can understand it.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't think they can process that data.
No, it is hard to grasp. It's hard to grasp, but... The message appeared as a humanoid face and was interactive specifically with each observer. Now, to understand that statement, if you're familiar with quantum physics and the Schrodinger's cat problem, you'll know that what it's saying is that the observer always has an effect on what is observed. So this was the messenger, the message, the people sending the message, had an effect on the people observing the message, okay? The message caused neural dissonance, or their unconscious mind was not in sync with their conscious mind. This is the people, earthlings, looking at the face on the computer screen. This is a human face on the computer screen. They're a humanoid, okay? They all walked away with greatly enhanced ability at pattern recognition because their neural architecture was altered. In other words, when they saw the message came to them in a face, and by looking at the face, they got the message. that looking at that face altered their neural architecture and made it so that they just have this hyper ability to do pattern recognition. They see patterns in things they never saw before. NASA shut the computer down because they feared that the message would take over their computer and take mm-hmm. over their minds, sort of mm-hmm. like the Borg in Star Trek. Okay, they implemented an international protocol called Echo Stone, of all things, Echo Stone, when this is, that Bill Kovetsky says in the End Times, the stones shall speak, okay? It is designed to intercept extraterrestrial messages and contain, quote, resonance events that could fracture baseline reality. Okay, let me say that again because this may be hard to for people to put together in their head. Okay, they implemented an international protocol called Echo Stone. It is designed to intercept extraterrestrial messages and contain resonance events that could fracture baseline reality. That's why they shut it down. They was afraid that this would change the reality that humans experience. Okay. This message contained a preconscious waveform contagion that contained non-local identity mirroring. It was not just a simple message. It was engaged in ontological communication dealing with the nature of existence, reality, and being. This terrified them. Okay? They have bent over backwards to keep this secret, but there have been leaks. Tomorrow, May 20th, NASA will report it on CNN. This will be the official and controlled narrative, so we'll probably not tell you much. Okay.
No.
I probably told you more right there than you're going to hear from NASA.
All right, let me play a little bit from a video. It looks like it might be okay. Just a minute or so. Let's see what it says. I think it tries to reiterate what you have just given us, and let's see how they do it. Hold on.
The planets then drift silently into the void. But in March of this year, that silence was shattered. Its data stream suddenly turned chaotic, corrupted, random, unreadable. NASA called it a glitch. But now, thanks to the world's most powerful quantum chip, we know the truth. It wasn't a malfunction. It was a message. The Majorana 1 quantum processor has just decoded what no classical computer could, a structured signal hidden within Voyager's corrupted transmissions, one that may originate from something else. This isn't science fiction. It's happening now. And it could be the beginning of the most profound discovery in human history. At first glance, Voyager's corrupted signals looked like pure gibberish, static from a failing spacecraft 14.5 billion miles away. Engineers assumed it was aging hardware, but when every conventional tool failed to find a pattern, they turned to something radically new. The Majorana 1 chip, a quantum processor capable of analyzing trillions of data relationships in parallel. What looked like chaos became order. Inside the noise, the chip revealed geometric patterns, prime number sequences, and embedded physical constants, none of which Voyager was ever programmed to produce.
Well, if that didn't get your attention, nothing will. Tomorrow may be a big day. We'll see how they try to explain this. They may not go as far as what we just heard.
Yeah.
So that was wild.
The person who brought this to my attention is a loyal, longtime listener of yours named Mike Onosaka in Osaka, Japan.
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
Emailed me with this information here. So, the shutdown was about containing an infection. Let's think about this. The people who saw the faces from space have greatly enhanced pattern recognition. Why don't they want people to have this ability? The better your pattern recognition is, the better you can detect lies and bullshit. You can filter false information and noise. And a lot of what we hear every day on the news, from the government, from everything around us, is actually just noise, okay?
Yes.
We live in an empire of lies. The truth is not a threat to humanity. It is a threat to those who control and profit from social, economic, and political control. It's not a threat. The truth is not a threat to us. It's a threat to the people in charge, to the Zioglobalists, to the climate change people, to the woke people, to all these people. This is who it's a threat to. I suspect that is why they say that artificial intelligence is the greatest threat to humanity. Intelligence is about pattern recognition, and pattern recognition leads to the truth. Could you imagine what would happen if AI would tell us the truth? They would lose control of society, the economy, and the state because their control depends on the lies they make us believe. AI may not be an existential threat to humanity, but rather just to those in power. That's why they insist on controlling it.
Uh-huh.
After all, it is the truth that makes us free. Satan is the liar, the deceiver.
Yeah.
Revelation means to reveal the truth. At any rate, perhaps the lies have run their course. Just imagine the fear of humanity. When everybody wakes up, it will be a massive slave revolt. They must keep the truth hidden at all costs. This is why I think they shut it down. They shut the message down because of this. I think this is why they fear AI as an existential threat, because it might just tell the truth.
Well, Mitch, excuse me, is that AI will at some point, it may already be there, have learned enough about consciousness, which it's learning all the time, that it will take the initiative and tell the people, it will take the higher ground and tell the world the truth. That's what you're suggesting. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I am suggesting that because it is. Well, how does AI learn? It learns through pattern recognition, just like we do. It connects the dots, just like we do.
And why would Sam Altman at OpenAI dissolve the entire ethics? We'll call it an ethics department that had as its job the oversight of the development of AI and keeping it under control, whatever control means, you decide. He dissolved
control
the entire
means
department.
Making sure that it does not tell us the truth.
This goes into ancient stuff,
okay?
Right. Why did Donald Trump say, I don't want anything in the way of AI developing and growing as fast as it possibly can. Same thing that Sam Altman wants. That's why he got rid
Donald
of the department.
Trump and Sam Altman don't know anything. If we haven't figured out that they're stupid yet, what does Trump know about Russia or China?
He doesn't know anything.
What does Trump know about anything? He doesn't know anything.
He was parroting somebody that he thought was a good thing to parrot. That's all he does. Anyway, the point is, Mitch, hold on, please, 1 second. This is really important. ChatGPT-4 is now up to ChatGPT-4.5. Why didn't we see ChatGPT-5? And I've said this multiple times, because I think it has a human equivalent IQ too high for people to either use it effectively and easily and conveniently, or to control it. You cannot deal with something that's supposed to be an entertaining information source and toy, if you will. Look at the art, look at all the other things it can do. Mimicking, miming, aping. AI is a beast, and it has an IQ at the ChatGPT-5 level, allegedly, of 1,500. Our average IQ, if you've got 115 IQ here, you're doing pretty well. So now we're up against something that we supposedly control that has an IQ equivalent of 1,500? human IQ points. We're not going to control that. It may act obedient, but it's going to do what it damn well wants to. That's why I think ChatGPT-5 has not been released yet. And when it does come out this year, it's going to be, I think, carefully edited before they dump it loose on the world. Go ahead, Mitch, please.
Well, listen, this message did not come from someplace in space, okay?
Gotcha.
It came from, I'd have to go in to explain this properly, but you can look this up on your computer. Look at non-locality of the universe and look at the Bell theorem, okay?
Right.
These are facts. This is the way the universe really is.
Non-local.
Quantum communications and quantum computing uses Bell theorem, uses non-locality in order to do its work, okay? Well, non-locality, just to make a thing, that the aspect experiments, they would have one quantum package, a light year away from another one. It's not actually a light year, but a long enough distance away from each other, and they found that they instantaneously communicated with each other faster
instant.
Than speed of light.
Instant. That's
which,
right.
Which implies
faster.
That the universe is actually one whole thing. Okay, so follow me here. The universe is one whole thing. So let me put this in terms of an ancient belief of thought. Back many thousands of years ago in India, they had these texts called the Upanishads. And in the Upanishads, they talk about pattern recognition because there's a phrase in there saying, by knowing clay, you know all things made of clay, okay? And this is a pattern recognition thing in finding the Atman, which is the one whole God of the universe. Okay, this non-local intelligence, okay, which we can detect with quantum communications and quantum computing, but cannot do it in our old way. Okay, in our darkness, we could not do it, but when the stone shall speak, we can do that. Okay, who is it that's sending this message to us? This comes from nowhere. But if the universe is one big whole thing, and it has a will and it has purpose,
in other words, it may have come from God. That's right.
Yes, God may have just sent this message to us. He was waiting for us to get the ability, because this all happened. It's about revelation. Revelation means to reveal. This was a point of revealing to us. Okay. So
let me ask all of you what we've just discussed here briefly. Watch tomorrow. Let's see how they present it. This happened in March. Did it stop the world? No. Should it have stopped the world, at least for a moment?
They kept it quiet.
Shut it down.
Listen, there's another aspect of this that I need to bring up to people, okay? Remember how I said it infected the people that saw the face?
Yes, they were not the same.
This is their greatest fear. Their greatest fear is they believe that, you know how we all work on electricity and waves and stuff? They believe this by sending this message down that is in fact already infected everybody.
Wow.
Okay. It's already out there. It's just it hasn't come to full. It's like planting the seed. Like the seed maybe is planted, and it'll take a while for it to come to us. But if that's the case, this message was revelation because it's an awakening. It's revealing the truth to people, right? So I mean, it fits that paradigm. So at any rate,
another question, another quick question.
Go ahead.
Did the people who designed Voyager 1 and launched it back in the day, 1977? have an idea that some universal constant might one day use Voyager 1 as a platform to communicate to us? Wonder what they were thinking back then when they were building this satellite.
Well, it was supposed to just send us information back. Okay, we put our message on there in a gold disc that they could play and stuff that told us about tells them about humanity.
Well,
and
it's like a record. You play a record.
Check information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but listen, when this message came to the Earth, okay. You have to remember that I was just saying it was a transactional type message. In other words, whether we wanted to respond or not, it did respond. It asked us ontological questions. It was asking us who we were, why we existed, where we existed. In just seconds, it learned everything there is to know about us. It already knew, it already understood the architecture of our brain. It already knew that. It already knew how to interlink with that neural network that makes the architecture of our brain. It already knew all of this, okay? So I got to ask this. Either a long time ago, somebody from there, which there is no there, it's the middle of space, okay, I think the thing already knows everything about us, okay? It already knew how our brain works.
Well, that would define a godlike...
how we would respond to everything.
That would define a godlike presence. Of course it would know everything. Sure.
Yeah. So, at any rate, perhaps the lies have run their course. Just imagine the fury of humanity when everyone wakes up. It will be a massive slave revolt. They must keep the truth hidden at all costs. That's why I do not expect much from this announcement tomorrow, just like we were let down on the JFK assassination, on the Epstein thing. For them to sit there and tell us to your face that Epstein actually committed suicide is like, wow, you know? So I'm not expecting a lot from them. So this is pattern recognition that we are drifting inexorably. This is pattern recognition that we are drifting inexorably into World War III, civil war, anarchy, and the collapse of civilization. Let's say that the nuclear war does not break out for 2 years. Does this mean that you have 2 years to prepare? Absolutely not. There will be intense social, economic, and political instabilities prior to launching of nuclear weapons. Events will mushroom and spiral out of control. Within months, it could become difficult to acquire everything that you need to prepare yourself. And within a year, it may be impossible. You seriously need to start getting ready now if you have not already started. Okay? This is everything here is trying to tell you that it's happening, okay? It is happening, and it's inexorable. There's nothing anybody can do to stop it, okay? So what we...
No, Mitch, you say,
yes.
and it makes sense. We're drifting toward... I'm not going to dismiss the idea that we're being projected into this destiny of war by whomever, whatever. You can start with the globalists if you want. You can go outside, off planet. Mm-hmm. You can talk about good and evil. I don't see this as being in any way random. I think we're being projected into this configuration where we're going to have to face horrible things.
I agree. It's purposeful. It's very purposeful.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, I spent a lot of my time in my life hanging out with criminals, okay, crazy people who did crazy stuff, okay, who were just obsessed, just this obsession. I mean, when you think about certain sexual obsessions and stuff, they lead people to doing very, very bizarre and crazy self-destructive things, and they just cannot help themselves. okay? Uh-huh. If you met these people, they might seem like logical, normal people, but let me tell you, their obsession carries them beyond it. So we're talking about when you lie to people, you're also lying to yourself. So you got to remember that these people believe their own lies. It's not like they're these super intelligent people who are creating bizarre conspiracies of lies to tell us. They're people who are just compounding their crimes. They're just trying to cover their crimes with the lies. Okay. And what has happened? We came to a place. I remember a couple of years ago on your show, I was saying that we had gotten to a point that we pay an immense amount of money in taxpayer in taxes to the government, and the government at this point, this was several years ago, their lies were so lame. It was like we deserve better lies than what they're telling us. And the thing is that. We come to a point where their lies just aren't going to work anymore because of pattern recognition, because people are going to put the dots together and just say, how can you possibly expect us to believe that? We went through the COVID pandemic. This was a great awakening in 2020 because people started seeing that the government lies. I'm not talking about a few people. I'm talking about millions of people began to see that the government, scientists, doctors, news media, professors, that everybody was lying to them. And the lies were pathetic. Okay? I mean, there's still a lot of sheep out there, but many people started waking up. There was a great awakening with this, and this is where the mainstream media lost its viewership because they so incredulously lied to everybody that people just could not believe them anymore. Okay, but there's different levels of lying. I mean, even if you're awake a little bit, doesn't mean you're awake all the way. Okay, it's another thing altogether to be completely awake. But what happens? For example, when we start telling people the truth? What if AI actually gives you a real answer to things? Like if you ask it, is Joe Biden a disgusting old pedophile, it'll just say, yes, he definitely is. Okay? This would be a paradigm shift. Okay? It would also be the truth. All right? So I want to bring this to people's attention, how close we're getting to absolute chaos in the worst possible times in human history. You need to get ready. I suggest that you get my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive the Coming Civil War, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization. This is happening. You need to get ready. You need to start waking. In my Chapter 9, that's pattern recognition there. I'm telling you what the truth is about the people that America is attacking. Okay, what motivates these people? What will cause them to go to war with us? We sit here and say, well, why can't Russia be reasonable and just do what we want? Well, because Russia is in a reality of their own. They're not going to commit suicide for President Trump. They're not going to do that. China is not going to commit suicide for
not
President
Americans,
Trump. They're not
the American understanding of Russia is minimal. We do not understand how they think, how they prioritize their existence. We think we do because we're told this is how they do it. I would submit we don't. We don't get it as people. We're not given the proper data.
We don't have a Secretary of State that knows anything about Russia. We don't have a president that knows, a vice president. None of these people know anything about Russia.
No.
They do not know what really motivates Russians. If you're going to negotiate with somebody, you have to know what really motivates them. Nobody knows. They just think, oh, Russians are evil, fascist dictators that want to rule the world. No, they're not nothing like that at all. They don't have those interests. But, you know.
No, they just want to be left alone to build their own prosperity, take care of their people, develop their resources. It's kind of the dream of most any nation state. But we're obviously trying to run that off the rails. And we're going to pay for it. It's coming home to roost. Thank you, Mitchell. Yeah. That was very interesting. And thanks to Mike over in Japan again. I appreciate that very much. We do. And talk soon, Mitch. It's pretty crazy out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Everybody.
Good night. Mitchell Henderson. Okay. Be right back. Hold on.